What apps are people over 60 using? 133353. I'm very curious about this because apparently the dating apps are skyrocketing in use for people over 60.
Well, look, side note, I heard a story about a woman who is 80 plus the other day who actually left her partner, and I laughed and I laughed and I high-fived her, and I don't even know where. I thought that's hilarious. I'm like, yeah. You've got to that point because you're like, yeah, look, I've still got life to live, buddy. See you later.
Yeah,
out the door.
Up until then, she still wasn't sure.
Now she's on a dating app.
At least she made the right decision.
That's right. Age doesn't matter.
She thought about it for many decades.
She didn't go, oh, I'll just put up with you a bit longer.
So is she, you don't know if she's using the dating apps?
I don't know where. I just think she's a legend.
Yeah. Well, I love her now too. It's great. Middle-aged, older people.
Well, we're middle-aged.
I know.
So, yeah, this is our future.
Mm-hmm. Matured, Pinky. I like to think.
The seniors loving technology.
All right, hold up. Hold up. The mature of us, let's say that. Using the
woke.
The dating apps. And I find this fascinating only because I can just put my personal situation into this with my mum. We put a banking app on her iPhone 6 that she struggles to just answer.
Oh, no.
And, mate, it was like showing her schematics for a rocket or something. It was like, whoa. No, you just...
Does she just go to the bank still?
Well, she was old school, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like in real life kind of da-da-da.
Yeah.
And it's harder for her to get out and about and around. So we thought, well, this will take one challenge away from her. It just replaced one challenge for another.
Yeah, she'll get the hang of it. But, yeah, that would be very strange.
You'd think she'd get the hang of it. It's been 6 years now.
No. You reckon you did that for your mum. I only helped Mick in the building here, who works at Triple M Sales, how to actually transfer money on his bank app. He's 41. Morning, who's this?
Hey, it's Lisa. How are you?
Good, Lisa. Now, are you over 60?
Oh, God, no.
I didn't think so.
Hey, wait. What's the... Oh, God, no. Well, no.
I could hear it in her voice that she's not. Yeah. She's obviously 21.
We haven't reached that age of maturity yet, is what we mean.
Maturity. It's just all the imagination.
It's overrated, too.
So what apps are you using, or your parents? Who are you calling to talk about?
My mum.
Yeah.
So my mum's like 73, 74.
Yeah.
And her and her mates use WhatsApp, and they have a competition on who can get up earliest and put the first message on.
Oh, I love your mum and her friends. That's great.
And they're already early risers anyway. So were they up at like 3 a.m. in the morning trying to get a WhatsApp comment on?
Yeah, I said to mum, you're just going to, when you get up and go to the toilet through the night, mum, just send a message.
That's so good.
And you know what type of messages they are. There'll be something involved with what they're doing at the time.
Just a GIF.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm just going to the toilet.
Hey, look, we're sending you and mum to the Strand at the bistro, okay, Lise?
Awesome, thanks.
I'm sure she'll tell everybody about it on WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp.
Yes, she will.
Steve, what apps are you using?
I don't use apps.
Right.
Why not?
Because I forgot how to do it. I learnt years ago.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to do it. I'm a published poet, darling.
Okay.
And you think maybe there's an app that could help you with this?
Well, I got a little kids processor, word processor.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm relearning how to do that to type my poetry into.
What were you using before then? Handwriting or typewriter?
Just handwriting.
Yep.
Yeah, and I bet you said like calligraphy.
Yeah, you still have beautiful handwriting. Ours is awful.
Like curse writing. I mean, not like curse.
So
well,
do you...
No, but yeah.
Thanks to Pinky, I won the Vegemite and I won the lipstick.
That's right.
And the little bit of makeup.
Yes.
And I've got the lipstick on now and I've got appointment this morning. And you've given me a new lease on life, Pinky.
Oh, I have, naughty bun.
You have.
No,
Vegemite.
Look, I'll give you a new coffee cup too, okay, for our fifth birthday.
My birthday was on the 13th of April, darling.
Our fifth birthday. We've got you a new coffee cup.
There's an app called Facebook. It tracks birthdays really, really well, by the way.
Lacey and Pinky for breakfast. Central Queensland, Triple M.